Been fortunate enough to catch up with Metal Tigers, Paul Johnson and Cameron Parry. Morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Mike.
Right, so we know that the company updated the market throughout summer with a kind of strategic update. And pretty much since the autumn time, we've really started to see some real change of pace. You've made some investments out in Thailand, Tanzania. There's obviously been a recent update on the license out in Spain. Do you want to give us an introduction to the company, what you're doing, what you intend on doing, and how you're going to keep up this incredible kind of turn of foot that you've shown?
Yeah, sure. I'll have a go at that, Michael. We since taking charge and rebranding as Metal Tiger in the middle of the year, and introducing the funds to start rolling out some of our ambitions with the company. I suppose what you're referring to there is probably a bit of an answer in itself. We've got projects where we're focused primarily on precious metals and primarily being gold, but we're also interested in strategic metals and we're interested in being involved or having exposure to different, you know, to various parts of the mining cycle, from you know, real grassroots stuff, exploration, right through to near production or in some cases investments that relate to production. And I suppose in that we've had 6 months, I think it was in late July, we put out our strategic update about all this. And over the coming, you know, the following months from there, we're starting to build up our own little track record in our company here at Metal Tiger, demonstrating that we're not just full of words, but we're actually looking to do what we say.
Well, I don't think anybody could argue with that, Cameron. It's been an incredible run for Kibo. It looked like you guys kind of made the perfect kind of entry and announcement there. What are your intentions short-term, mid-term, going forward?
Well, okay, if you look at the market as it stands at the moment, we are at or near the bottom of a major pullback in the resources sector. There are opportunities aplenty around and about, and as long as you do the right deals in the right way, at the right price and structured in the right manner, then you can see considerable returns from very prudent, sensible investments. So we're just going to continue with what we're doing. And make as much progress as we can in this sector bottoming phase, because this is where you get your real value additive deals into the portfolio, and you can make some significant money for shareholders, which is what we want to do.
It's interesting, Paul, when you actually start to look at you know, there's a lot of companies out there that just haven't been able to get a grasp on the market or any traction for some time. Seems that you've kind of bucked that trend. You know, do you want to summarize where you can see things going for investors over the next 6 to 12 months in regards to, you know, the business progress, additional acquisitions, development of what you've, you know, the assets you've got?
Yeah, we'll continue to build basically on our strategy, which is to get exposure to precious and strategic metals and to various parts of the mining cycle. You know, and we'll continue to do that through investments in, you know, with private companies. But where we do see that we can get a lot of perhaps immediate uplift are through investments in other public companies in our sector. Kibo is obviously a great example of just that type of thing, and certainly we wouldn't want necessarily that to be the benchmark that we're judged against for every other investment we make moving forward. But yeah, we believe there are still various undervalued opportunities out there that we can get involved in and with some cash and with perhaps help add some value in some way to the company or assist with some of their tenements or, you know, whatever part of the cycle they're doing. And we think we see that continuing. We've got a lot on our plate. And I think one of the comments you made about some other companies maybe, you know, don't get the traction or whatever, it's hard work and we're hard workers and we don't, you know, we're not interested in frittering away money or anything like that. We judge ourselves on performance and, you know, that's fair, but that's the top, you know, that's the type of people we are. That's what we want to do. So, you know, hard work comes down to a lot of this.
So to clarify, you're going to look for a direct correlation between private and listed entities. Where are you going to be kind of looking after the housekeeping in respect to, you know, your kind of cash burn? Is that a kind of a fair summary of where you can see things going?
Yeah, it's an important part of our evaluation of potential investing opportunities. You know, how we obviously don't want to adopt someone else's problem. Sometimes when things are problematic, you can get, you know, you can do a great deal. And we're in that the whole market's in that area at the moment. But we certainly don't want to take on anybody's problems. So part of our assessment very much is the infrastructure requirements, any additional cash burn, all this type of thing. And, you know, we're, I mean, even the projects we have at the moment in Thailand, we have that set up as a turnkey infrastructure, minimal fixed costs on an ongoing basis, but we can ramp that up as and when needed. With our exposure in Tanzania that we're looking to complete with Kibo under the 50-50 joint venture, there's infrastructure in place for that. And, of course, the amount that we're looking at committing to, that's all taken into account in that so that we can, you know, spend the money, add the value, get the result, and then make decisions, you know, hopefully smart decisions together on how best to monetize that situation. There are, we're still working through what we think would represent an attractive deal for us with the tenement we've been looking at in Spain. We felt that the original way that was structured was no longer, you know, was basically no longer suitable in some regards to Metal Tiger, but also no longer attractive, basically, in the context of the current market. So we'll see where we end up with that one. Yeah, but as I say, we want to get involved, work hard, add value, make money for our shareholders, but we're definitely cautious about not adopting anybody else's problems.
Well, that's it's great to hear, Cameron, and I wish you all the luck with it. It seems like you've certainly starting to peg yourself on the map there, so best of luck with it, Paul, as well. You know, good luck, guys.
Thank you very much.
But,